I've been a forest ranger for about 6 years now in the Pacific Northwest, and I've seen my fair share of strange things in the woods. This incident occurred about 5 years ago, in 2010. It was late fall in November. The sun had just set, but it was still fairly light out. I was driving down this dirt road that leads to an old mining area at one of our recreation sites, when I saw something moving in the brush off to my right side. I was headed downhill. It looked like a little girl, maybe 8 or 9 years old at the most. She had long brown hair and she wore what looked like a blue dress with white trim on it. She darted from left to right behind some bushes. As I drove closer to see where she was probably about 100 yards away at most. She darted out of sight and I was confused at what I had just seen. I thought maybe it was someone's kid that had snuck into the woods while their parents were visiting the site, but I didn't see anyone else's cars there, and this wasn't at a campground, which is the oddest part. It was getting dark, so I figured whoever this little girl was, she must have run back to where her parents were. Maybe they were camping off the beaten path. People do all sorts of things out here. So I continued driving down the road, and I headed over to where the mining area is. There are several spots where old buildings used to be, with a trail leading through the middle of it all. There wasn't anyone around, so I decided to go ahead and start walking through the woods to search for this little girl. Maybe she got lost or hurt. It's a fairly thick forest, but there's not too many places for a little girl to hide. I walked around looking for her, calling out asking if she was lost or hurt, and that I'd help her find her parents. About 20 minutes of searching the area with no luck, I started heading back to where my truck was parked, when something caught my eye in the brush ahead, maybe about 30 yards away. It looked like the same little girl from before, but this time she had what looked like blood all over her dress, and she was hunched over as if she were injured. She darted out of sight again, so again I went to go check it out, and as I got closer I could see that it was just some old rotten stump. But as I got closer still, I realized that the blue dress that this little girl was wearing was sticking out from the ground. I started digging it out, and it was breaking apart as I dug. It took me a few minutes to realize that this is most likely a crime scene, and I stopped digging and called the police. They came out, and I showed them where it was. It looked like someone had dug a hole about 4 feet deep and buried this dress in the ground along with the little girl wearing it. The police identified the girl from a missing persons case from 20 years prior, in 1990. They weren't able to piece together what happened to her, but she was calling out to me and brought me to where she was buried. I'm a former Texas Parks and Wildlife Department employee who worked as a ranger on the U.S.-Mexico border for several years. During that time, I discovered 2 graves containing dead bodies while patrolling the border area on foot in remote areas of Big Bend National Park and Preserve. The first was in February 2014, when I stumbled upon one shallow grave containing the remains of one person about 5 miles north of the Rio Grande River. The second was in October 2015, when I located another shallow grave containing 2 sets of remains about 3 miles north of the Rio Grande River, within the Bend National Park and Preserve. Both sites were easily identifiable due to their proximity to dry creek beds, where loose dirt had been dug up and piled around an object placed at ground level. In both cases, it appeared to be some effort had been made to disguise these objects by covering them with dirt. In both instances, I notified my supervisor immediately after discovering the graves, and both times he ordered me not to investigate or report any further because it wasn't our problem. The first site contained only 1 set of remains, a male adult who had been wrapped in plastic before being buried face down into a hole that measured roughly 3 feet wide by 2 feet deep. His arms were crossed over his chest and his legs were bent at the knees, so his feet almost touched his buttocks. He wore dark blue jeans and black tennis shoes that looked like they might have been white at one time. He wore a white tank top undershirt, and the rest of his upper body was covered by a dark green hooded sweatshirt that had "Army" written across the front in yellow letters. The remains were badly decomposed, but I could tell that he stood around 5'6 to 5'7, and he appeared to have been buried sometime within the previous year or two, based on the condition of his clothing. The second site contained two sets of remains: a male adult who had been wrapped in plastic before being buried face down in a hole that measured roughly 3 feet wide by 2 feet deep, just like the first site. His arms were crossed over his chest and his legs were bent at the knees, just like the first case. He suffered a gunshot wound to the back of the head. He wore blue jeans and black boots with buckles on them and what looked like brown cowboy boots. We see this type of stuff down here all the time. I have a good friend who's in Border Patrol, and he tells me all the time about the dead bodies they find buried out in the desert. It's just not one or two cases. It's hundreds of them every year. I'm a forest ranger in the Cascade Mountains of Washington State. I've been working in this area for about 6 years now, and I've seen a lot of strange and weird things. For instance, last summer, I had my truck windows down, and about 40 feet from the road, I hear this scream unlike I've never heard anything before. It was so strange that I jumped in my seat as if somebody screamed right next to me. Almost like something large, bigger than human, was being attacked. Another interesting thing is that there is often times when I hear trees breaking or cracking like they're being ripped apart with sheer force. When this happens, there isn't any other sounds around, and it usually is just one tree cracking or breaking, and then everything goes quiet again for quite some time. The spooky part is that this area has been known to have Bigfoot sightings in the past, but not too many people know about it since it's a very out-of-the-way place. It's not easy to get to unless you know where you're going or you have four-wheel drive. I had never told anyone about these things until recently, because no one would ever believe me, even though I work and I see the woods every single day. But yesterday, while driving my patrol truck, I came across something which shocked me beyond words and made me almost physically sick. Yesterday evening, around 7:30 p.m., while cruising along the road, I noticed an animal on the side of the road. The animal was hunched over or something, but its backside was towards me, so I couldn't make out what it was. As I got closer, I noticed that it looked strange and wasn't sure what kind of animal it was. It had reddish-brown fur, but the hair on its backside was longer than any animal I knew with that color of coat. When the animal noticed me coming, it quickly turned around so that its back was facing the truck. That's when my stomach dropped, because what I saw was beyond anything I've ever seen before. It had no face. The hair covered everything except for two holes where the eye should be, but nothing resembling a nose or mouth. Now, I've seen animals with their faces partially eaten before, but this was different. This animal didn't have any hair missing from its face. It just had nothing there. I quickly sped up and drove past the animal as fast as I could, because the sight of it made me feel very strange inside, like something was trying to crawl up my spine. There isn't anything in nature that looks like this without having some type of facial features, at least none that I'm aware of. I'm not sure what it was, but I know that there is no way in hell that this animal was normal. I'm always trying to find out if there have been any other sightings in this area, and to see if anyone knows what it could be. The hair on its backside was longer than any animal I've ever seen before. It almost looked like a horse's mane that had grown an extra foot long. I don't have any pictures of the animal because when it turned around so quickly, all I saw was just hair and no face. No details at all. But the image has burned itself into my memory forever. This happened about 6 months ago, and last week I was in the same area, and I think I saw this thing again, but I didn't get a good look at it like last time. I was on a trail, and I smelled this nasty odor that reminded me of rotten eggs. The smell got worse as I got deeper into the trail, and I could hear something moving around, but when I turned around to see where the smell was coming from, I couldn't see anything or anyone. It happened so quick that I had no time to get more than just a slight glance of whatever it was before it ran away. The funny thing is that deer use this trail all the time. And if they get scared off by something, then there isn't going to be much wildlife in this area. I've noticed less and less animals in this area, which leads me to believe that whatever this thing is may be responsible for their disappearances. I don't know what this thing is, but I know it's not normal. I was a ranger in the Allegheny National Forest for 8 years. This story really makes the hair on the back of my neck stand up. I was on duty at a campground one night in the summer of 2000. I remember it was a fairly busy weekend and I had just returned from patrolling the grounds after having dinner. I needed to check on some things before my shift ended, so I got into my patrol truck and drove down towards the lower camping area. It was about 8:30 p.m. when I arrived at the camping area. It's a pretty good-sized campground with 3 different areas for camping and plenty of spots for tents along both sides of the creek which runs through it. There are also several picnic tables located throughout, as well as a shelter house with restrooms inside. I drove through the grounds to check on the restrooms and make sure all the campers had their fires out and no one was camping in undesignated areas. I reached the middle of the camping area and pulled into a spot next to an open campsite. There were 3 to 4 tents set up along with a couple of cars and a camper. I got out of my truck and was walking around when a camper came over and asked me a question about one of the trails. As I stood by his tent talking, we heard something running through the woods towards us. It sounded like 2 people chasing each other through the trees at full speed. The sound was so loud you could hear branches snapping as whoever it was ran past every tree within 100 yards of where we stood. Then as quickly as it started, it just stopped, just outside our campground boundary. We looked at each other kind of dumbfounded. Then I proceeded to patrol the area while this man stayed behind at his tent. I searched for about maybe 20 minutes and found nothing. So I walked back over to the camper who I was speaking with and told him I couldn't find anything, so I went back to my truck. As I was getting in, a group of 4 people came running down the trail from the direction that the noise had come from, and as they approached, I could see that 2 of them were young girls about 12 years old, and the other 2 were an older man and a woman who seemed to be their parents. They all looked very out of breath as they stopped right next to me at my truck. One of the little girls said, "We just saw something really weird." I asked her what she saw, and she said, "This thing looked like a big monkey with huge teeth." So I'm thinking to myself, a big monkey? What the heck could this be? Then the other little girl pipes up and says, "It was huge. It had these long arms and walked on 2 legs, but it had a really hairy body." Now I'm starting to get a little freaked out because this sounds exactly what the guy at the shelter house reported just 2 weeks before. So I asked them to describe its face again, and they both said it had really big teeth. At this point, I looked at the parents and asked them what they saw. The father stepped forward and said, "Yes, we all saw it. It ran past us on the trail." So now I'm getting really freaked out because this thing had been seen twice in 2 weeks and it's still out there. So I asked the father to describe what he saw. He said it was huge, at least 7 or 8 feet tall. It looked like a Bigfoot, honestly. That sounds weird saying it, but that's exactly what it looked like. I decided to call my supervisor and tell him what was going on. I asked the father if he would stay in the campground until I got back with some help, and he agreed. As I drove back, I could see the father walking around with a flashlight looking for tracks. When I got back to the campground, we went out into the woods with flashlights and tried to find tracks, but it was dry as a bone that night. We searched for over an hour but found nothing. I called my supervisor back and he told me just to go home because it was getting late. There were quite a few campers who just packed up and left that night. Everybody was pretty freaked out and really didn't want to stay there. Of the campers who did stay there, I checked back the next morning, and they never heard anything else that night. It's still kind of hard to believe. The people who saw this thing were all very credible people, not some drunk teenagers out at night looking for a monster or anything like that. It was just an average summer weekend in the woods with families everywhere, and this thing showed up twice within 14 days. Weird. I still think about it till this day.